Sorry, we got new systems.
Now it's green. Okay.
And now you're recording. Okay, so
okay.
Now we're good.
All right, we'll start over. All right, we'll call the first matter Gilberto Dion. It's 82 South Angela Way with regard to a notice of violation. Is there someone here on behalf of Mr. Dion?
No.
Are you?
I'm Dion.
Are you Mr. Dion?
Yeah, I'm Gilbert.
Okay. I'm Glenn Bronson. I'm the hearing officer. This is the only matter that we'll hear this evening. Typically, the way we proceed is I'll let the city present the particular violation, and then I'll give you the opportunity to respond to anything they have and they say, and then we'll proceed from there. And if you'd want to introduce, any evidence or make any statement or that sort of thing, you'll be given the opportunity to do that. Okay. Okay. So I'll ask. Would it be Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
To present the facts as the city has alleged them.
Okay. So the subject property is 82 South Angela Way. The property owner is Gilberto Dion. I got it this time. The reason this matter is before you today is that the city has cited this property in violation of City Code 10-1-33 regarding fencing standards, specifically that no fence shall be constructed of used or discarded materials in disrepair, including but not limited to pallets, tree trunks, trash, tires, junk, or similar items. And that's exactly what the code says. The fence in violation of the code is constructed of used pallets, which is shown on the screen above as part of the evidence. The subject fence
is... I'm seeing two pictures. I believe that was exhibit one of what you had submitted.
There you go. I can't see the sun.
This is the picture of the pallets. Is that correct?
Yep. And the fence, the pictures you saw prior... The first one was the fence prior to a 2020 windstorm, which was the cause of damage. And then the second picture in Exhibit 1, or A, was the results of the windstorm when the fence had blown over. And so the owner of the property has constructed the fence back with pallets, which are specifically prohibited as part of a fencing material and is part of a patchwork type of replacement. The city...
And that's this Exhibit 2 picture?
Yes, that's what it is
as
of present
day. Is that
day.
Taken by Ms. Halliday, your inspector?
Yes, that was taken on November 29th by Sandra Halliday, the code enforcement specialist. Since the city was made
aware... November 29th, what date?
It's in the drafted order. Let me tell you specifically.
So was that 2020, just after the windstorm?
So... Okay, Exhibit 1, those fence pictures prior to the windstorm and during the windstorm were provided by the complainant.
Okay,
and
so
we don't know dates of that. Exhibit 2, with the fence that has the pallets in it, was provided by Sandra Halliday, the code enforcement specialist, on November 24th, 2021.
Okay.
Okay. So on... Let me flip back. On November 24th, 2021, the complainant came to the city hall to meet with Sandra Halliday and express the concerns with the fence and that it was reconstructed with pallets. Sandra Halliday immediately went out and took the picture that is in Exhibit 2, proving that what she was stating was correct. On this November 29th, a courtesy notice was provided to Mr. Dion by mail, which is Exhibit 3, provided in the packet. And then between November 2021 to December 2021, there was discussion and conversation between Mr. Dion and Sandra Halliday. And by December, the city had agreed to allow an extension for completion of the fence and the fixing of the fence to what the code requires, but it must be complete by June 1st, 2022, and we did that due to the inclement weather and the shortages of construction materials and just contractors at the time. Mr. Doan agreed to that extension and proceeded to communicate every now and then with Ms. Halliday, and all of the conversations have been provided as evidence in the exhibits. On May 24th, 2022, an email was sent to Mr. Dion reminding him of the June 1st date of compliance because it was approaching, and Mr. Dion emailed that he was unable to secure a contractor and understood that the property was not in compliance. On May 24th, a second notice of violation was mailed to the property owner, stating that the property needed to be brought into compliance by June 1st per the agreed upon date previously back in December of 2021. And then on May 26th, an email was sent to Mr. Dion from Sandra Halliday giving him another extension to have the fence completed by June 15th, 2022. And I assume that was based on the discussion between them and contractor availability. On June 21st, the fence was still not fixed, and so an administrative citation and notice of hearing was provided to Mr. Dion by mail and physical posting on the property door. In Exhibit 7, you can see the proof of that posting. On June 22nd, Mr. Dion emailed Sandra Halliday that he had received the notice of the hearing and that the fence was not yet fixed. He shared that the fence contractor had given him a project start date, or had not given him a project start date, and there was still no firm date on when the fence was to be fixed. Bear with me for one sec. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. Okay, so the requested relief is Administrative Code Enforcement Order per Code Section 12-2-24, ordering the abatement of the code violation and imposing a civil fine with the following: that prior to August 22nd, 2022, the property owner shall bring the fence into compliance with the city or with code. Number two, upon expiration of the 30-day extension from July 20th, which is today, to August 22nd, the city of North Salt Lake be authorized to enter the property to abate the remaining violation and assesses the property owner the cost of such abatement, removal, and replacement of the fence. And number three, the city requests the maximum civil penalty be imposed of $100 a day after the 10-day compliance period for a total fine of $1,000. Number four is if the property owner abates the remaining violations prior to August 22nd of 2022, as verified by the code enforcement specialist, the abatement order shall be void and the civil penalties waived. And I'm open to any questions you have. I hope I hit all of the main points.
Is Ms. Halliday here today?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Would you like to hear from
her? No, that's fine at this point in time. Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, Mr. Dion, would you like to respond?
All I have.
You can present anything you would like. You can make any statement you'd like. You understand the violation that you've been charged with?
Yeah, I understand the violation. Okay. The only thing that I have is this paper that shows that I've paid half the price for the fence May 26th, and all I'm doing is waiting for them to start the job. They just haven't been able to start it. I've been in contact with them. They offered to speak to Ms. Halliday or whoever it is that's in charge of speaking on these like citations.
When you say them, that would be the contractor.
United, yeah, that'd be United Fence Company. They said they would speak. They've done it before, but my official start date is supposed to be this Monday, but between leaving to different job sites and things of the sort, keeping up with them has been a nightmare. But I mean, yeah, that's about all I have, is that I have it in the works, but Other than that...
So you don't know when they will show up to repair the fence?
Well, supposedly they're supposed to start this coming Monday. And then after that, it's going to take 3 days for the cement to set. And then after that, they're supposed to put it in. They said they've been running low on all kinds of materials. It's been a ring around the rosy for a really long time. Because of you see where the drop-off is in those photos, mm-hmm. I've had multiple companies that won't even reply to me on doing the work. And then one of the companies that did reply to do the work wanted me to pay $8,500 for the work. And the reason, like, it talks about me communicating with my insurance, but they can't help me because the people who put in the fence prior to when I bought the house only put the fence posts in a foot deep. And so it's actually structurally unsafe. I did do that makeshift work so that my dog didn't jump over.
So the what you've put in place, the purpose of that is to retain your dog, is that right?
Yeah, I didn't want him falling over that and getting into his soul's yard. Okay. Those aren't pallets. I mean, I get that it's a patch job and that is part of the code and whatnot. I reuse the fence material. It's held up since whenever, but I get that it's a patch job, so I understand.
So you don't have any take any exception to what the city has said.
No, I mean, I'm okay with everything. Yeah.
You don't take any exception that the fence is not in compliance with the code. You just haven't had a adequate time to fix it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm fine with whatever's happening.
Okay, and you said the contractor is anticipated to be out there next Monday?
Yeah, this coming Monday. They're supposed to start.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, I reviewed all the materials, by the way, everything they submitted. You didn't submit anything, but I've listened to everything that you've said. And I understand you're in a position where you may be at the mercy of your contractor to some degree. Nevertheless, I find that the fence is in violation of the statute, and it doesn't sound like you dispute that. So I'm in a position to have to award the remedies that the city has asked for. Now, what they've specifically asked for is, I shouldn't say have to, I'm in a position to award the remedies that they've asked for. What they've asked for is an order that you're in violation of City Code 10-1-33, I believe is the section, for fence standards. And they've asked for an order that prior to August 22nd, that you bring the fence into compliance with the code. That's a month away from 3 days from now. So you would have 30 more days to do that. You've indicated your contractor's going to be out here shortly. I don't know that I believe any contractor when they tell me when they're going to show up, frankly. But nevertheless, that would give you a month to do that. So I find that's reasonable. And that a civil penalty be assessed of $100 per day. The notice of violation was dated May 24th. The notice of violation, it's the second notice of violation. There was an initial courtesy notice. But that notice of violation is dated May 24th. And it stated that you had to bring the property into compliance by June 1. Apparently the city extended that to June 15. But June 15 to the present is more than 10 days. And the particular notice requires that civil penalty, well, it provides that civil penalty may be assessed if it's not into compliance. So I do find that it's not in compliance. It hasn't been in compliance. The city code provides for $100 a day. You're what, over a month and a week in violation. I'm not going to assess $100 a day for that period of time. I think that's unreasonably high. But I will assess a five-day penalty of $500. And that penalty can be waived if you bring it into the offense into compliance by August 22nd, 2022. If you don't, you'll still be in violation. And the penalty will not be waivable by the city. And they may come in again and ask for additional penalties. So I do assess a penalty of $500 a day, and that's to motivate you, to motivate your contractor to repair the fence. They've also asked for, at least in one place, I saw that you asked for an abatement order, but I'm looking at the city asked for an abatement order, but I'm listening at the proposed administrative hearing officer enforcement order, and I don't see a request for abatement. Have I missed something? I don't see it in the draft order. Let me go to the citation and notice of hearing.
I have it in the drafted order. It's number 4 on the decision.
In the event the property is brought into compliance, the entire assessment fee of $1,000 shall be waived.
That's oh, you're ta- we're talking about the abatement. So it's just in the staff memo under requested.
Since it's not in a document, it's not in the notice of violation, nor is it in the administrative citation and notice of hearing, nor is it in the draft order. So I'm not going to order that the city can go in and abate the issue.
It was kind of a practical order. It was a practical, I think you're right to not include it because practically speaking, it would be difficult for the city to then replace it. We would have the same issues in hiring a contractor and finding someone that could fix it.
The city may have the same issues.
Yeah.
But since the city didn't formally request and give you notice that it was asking for abatement, I will not order abatement. However, because there's a fine and there's the opportunity for the fine to be waived upon compliance, I think technically I retain jurisdiction of the matter. So if the violation stays in place, the city is in a position to come in again, to notice up the violation again, and they could ask for an abatement. And abatement means that the city can come in and fix the fence, and then assess you the costs of that repair. So you need, so I'm just giving you an idea so you can be aware of what the potential is of the remedy that they didn't ask for, but they put in, but they have considered. Okay? Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, I think it's relatively clear what my order is. Do you have any questions?
I just want to make a clarification. So with the assessed fee, did you say, because once you said we're going to do a five-day fee of $100 per day.
He's been in violation for over a month, but I'm going to assess 5 days of $100 a day.
So $100 a day. Okay, because a moment ago you said $500 a day, and I wanted to clarify.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke.
No, for the minutes purposes.
So that would be a $500
total
assessment rather than $1,000, which is what the city asked for.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Okay. With that being waivable, well waived, if Mr. Dion brings the fence into compliance by August 22nd. So you understand the burden is on you to inform them that the, obviously to repair the fence and to inform the city that the repair has been made.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
All right. Any questions?
No.
All right. Okay, I think we're done. Thank you. Appreciate it. There's nobody else who wants to make any statement? Okay, we'll go off the record. Thank you. We're adjourned.